Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. You talk about, you know, how often the debate about sexual activity often gets paired with ethnic identity. Talk about why that isn't a solid argument.
Well, the one of the things that, address is that ethnic identity is a morally neutral attribute, that black or white is not an issue of right or wrong. And where that's different from sexual activity is that sexual activity is a morally chosen behavior. One of the things I reference in the book is a Time magazine report that said that infidelity may be in our genes. Well, surely that doesn't mean it, because a married man has an innate desire for sexual activity with a woman who's not his wife, that he needs to fulfill that desire in order to be fully himself. So the mere presence of a desire doesn't excuse unfaithfulness to one's wife. So that's not an issue of someone's makeup. It's an issue of morality. And disposition toward a behavior doesn't mean justification for that behavior. So adultery is not inevitable. It's immoral. And so that's where we've got to make sure because this argument is definitely prevalent in the culture around us, that ethnic identity and sexual activity are the same when they're not.
Well, speaking of ethnic identity, that has become another certainly a hot issue, and you address it in the book Counterculture, and you suggest that, you know, our discussion of race often begins from a gospel-less starting point. What does it look like if we discuss race from a biblical perspective?
Well, one of the things that I talked about, and some would say it's just a matter of semantics, but I think it's deeper than that. As soon as we start talking about the issue of race, we're assuming that we're from different races. And what I do is I go back in the beginning of Scripture to show that ultimately we are all a part of the human race. And so we needed to start our discussion from a point of unity, and then to realize from there that, okay, this category of race, as we commonly use it, really is unhelpful, because it often locates our identity in physical appearance. So you're black or I'm white. Those statements that seem simple, they're more than mere indicators of skin color, though. They carry with them a whole host of stereotypes and assumptions that are based upon solely biological attributes. And so just because skin tone or hair texture looks a certain way, we almost instinctively assume certain characteristics about others. And so what I do is I walk through, okay, we've got to be careful then not to undercut our unity from the very beginning, but to think through, okay, how are we all part of the same race? Now, not to minimize our different ethnicity. And that's where I just talk about in Scripture the way we see different peoples, and yes, different colors, and different backgrounds and different histories, and how those all come together. The beauty of the gospel, again, is how God brings all people together with a beautiful unity amidst our diversity. And so those gospel foundations, I think, are oftentimes missed in our discussions of racism in the culture around us.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.